What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, it's Woody and Jim. We're excited to have a podcast because, you know, they don't give podcasts to just anybody.
I know.
It's going to be epic in the next couple of minutes. Because Gina, the newest member of the show, is going to play Gender Wars against her husband, who's on the phone right now, Landon.
Hi, Landon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
This is
You're still very enthusiastic about it.
I think he just woke up.
Thanks for having me.
He does work late.
Yes.
So, Landon, welcome to the show. We've gotten to know, we think your wife, Gina, is awesome.
She is.
And we're just kind of curious what it feels like to have your new bride on the radio talking about your personal stuff all the time.
Uh-huh.
Well, most of the time I miss all the personal information.
Because you're sleeping?
Yeah.
But I tell least. I give you a heads up.
Cool. It's pretty cool. She's on the radio before I was, so kudos to her.
Oh, yeah.
And let's let everybody know.
Write songs, sing songs, produce songs.
A singer-songwriter in Nashville? That's unheard of.
Unicorn.
Exactly. Now, I did hear that you did something really nice for your wife, that you just wrote a song about her. And she was coming in, she was telling us, like, as soon as she got here,
yeah.
Landon wrote me a song about her.
Yeah, she says nice things about you, but just not on the air.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song that you just wrote for her?
It's called I Don't Love You.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I left that part out. Yeah, that is funny.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about that.
All right. Sounds good. You'll have to get, when you record, get a copy to us, okay? Because we'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So since Gina's had all this chance to throw you under the bus and make fun of the things that you do, do you have anything you want to tell us about Gina that makes fun of her?
Mm-hmm.
Give you a little equal time.
Oh, she knows what I want to say so bad, but I'm not going to.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Are you not saying this to keep your marriage intact?
Yeah, I'm hoping she makes tacos tonight.
All right, we're just going to let that float out there in the universe and let that marinate.
All right, Landon, we're going to put you on hold. Get yourself mentally psyched up. We're going to be playing Gender Wars coming up in just minutes, okay?
Okay.
95.1 in Murfreesboro, totally hits, totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. Ready to play Gender Wars now, brought to you by Goin Postal in Brentwood. Check them out online at goinpostalbrentwood.com. It's the Thrilla in Nashville.
The newlywed edition of Gender Wars. Our own Gina McGee is with us on the line. Is her husband, Landon, because she said so many things on the air about you. Let everybody know what you want people to know about Gina.
She's small, but she can burp like a grown man.
I can't.
Good job. Make the windows shake.
He hates it.
That's
I can't help it.
Okay. Well, we'll get the game going. Landon, since you're usually asleep for another 3 or 4 hours, you may not know how the game is played. So we're going to give you some pointers here.
Mm-hmm.
The first question you're going to get is multiple choice, so that's good. And these are questions that a woman would normally know.
Right.
And Gina's going to get questions that a guy would normally know. Here we go. Let's begin the game. We always start ladies first.
Okay, Gina.
Okay.
Did Russell Crowe play Roman General Maximus in Gladiator, Game of Thrones, or Lord of the Rings?
Gladiator.
Gladiator is right.
You are correct.
Got the early lead.
Okay, I'm sorry, Landon. Is Natalie Morales seen weekdays on The View, The Talk, or The Kitchen?
The Kitchen.
Nope.
No. you said it with confidence. We almost believed you.
He did.
No, it
well,
is.
Well, I figured because you're always in the kitchen and I'm not, I figured that was it.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And she's, she's on what? The talk.
The talk.
The talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say, that's the answer. Okay.
Okay, Gina, how many face-off circles are on a regulation NHL hockey rink?
Oh, is it four?
No.
So close.
Oh, is it five?
Five.
Dang it. The center one.
Got to take your first
huh?
answer. Yeah. Dang the one in the middle one. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So close.
All right. Landon, what zodiac sign is represented by a set of scales?
You can do it.
Capricorn? I don't know.
I'm surprised you even knew one.
That's trash talk, no, Gina.
I think I'm Sagittarius, and it's what, like a bow and arrow or something?
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah, the bow and arrow
I told
dude,
them
yeah.
I don't think he even knows his own, so I'm so proud of you.
Wow.
See, she talks so great about you all the time.
She's losing, pleasantly surprised by your smartness.
He said, I'm losing but winning.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right. So, Gina, you get this one right, then you seal a victory.
Okay.
What flying creature is featured on the label of every bottle of Bacardi rum?
Oh, and I like Bacardi. Is it a bird? Well, yeah, duh, flying creature.
It's a bat. It's a bat, not a bird.
Different.
Okay.
All right.
Landon, you have a chance here. If you get this one right, you could tie it up.
Okay, we have these, so I hope you know, but I'm pretty sure you don't. Waterford is famous for what fancy item you might have at the dinner table?
Waterford?
Yes. Is famous for what fancy item you might have at the dinner table?
Well, I'm looking at the dinner table right now, and there's only candle holders and salt and pepper shakers.
So what's fancy on our dinner table right now?
The candle holders.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Well, they're crystal.
But they're famous for crystal stemware.
Stemware, yeah. We do have champagne glasses from Waterford as well.
But they are Waterford candle holders?
They are, yeah.
So
technically,
are we saying that's the correct answer then?
I mean, she's got the okay. proof. The All receipts right. are staring yeah. Landon right. in yeah. the face.
All right, Gina, you decide. Is it correct?
That's correct.
Okay, all right then.
All right.
Okay, that means we're tied.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, this one. Okay.
We're gonna settle this with Name That Song, lyrics version.
Okay.
And here's where Landon may have the actual advantage
yeah.
because you are a songwriter
right.
yourself.
Yep. You might know the lyrics to a song, yeah.
So up to five lines of a song, how many lines will you need to name the song, Gina?
I'll do five.
Five.
Okay. Landon, can you do it in less than five, or do you want to make her do it?
I could probably do it in four.
Four, okay.
Okay.
Gina, back to you.
I'm going to say do it.
Okay, four lines. Landon's got to give us the name of the song. Jim will recite them for you now.
I made it down the coast in 17 hours. Picking
wagon
me a
wheel.
It's wagon wheel.
Man.
One line from Darius Rucker's wagon wheel.
Good job, baby.
Landon gets total redemption.
Good job.
What an amazing comeback.
Nice.
I'll make tacos for you tonight.
Oh, see, that's nice. Everybody's happy now.
Is that code for something?
No.
Okay. Okay, all right. Landon, all right. Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a good sport with us.
My goofy dog, Lucy, you know, she has those amazing dog ears.
Yeah.
So this time of year, especially, you know, there's little mice scurrying around the backyard. We have like a Tupperware, you know, like storage container thing out in the backyard. And I think the mice like to hang out there.
Okay.
Because it may be a little bit warmer. And she'll hear it. And she has that wild look in her eye. She has to go outside and hunt the mice.
Oh, God.
So she does that. And there's been several times where she's brought them in the house.
Oh,
which
no.
is not good.
No.
Sometimes alive, sometimes slightly alive.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't know what's worse.
One time she dropped one on the couch, and I sat down on it.
Oh, no.
And it left like a perfect, you know, outline of a mouse on the back of my sweatpants. So I don't know if she killed it or I killed it with my big fat butt. I don't know. But anyway, but so she's got no – now if we tell her, you know, if she's got something in her mouth, we'll say, leave it, and she'll drop it.
Okay,
on
the
concrete,
good.
On the patio in the back.
Yeah.
And so that was good. But I guess she got a mouse last night and dropped it you know, on the concrete, and due to her saliva or something all over the mouse, it froze solid to the ground.
Oh my!
To the concrete. So my girlfriend Melissa lets him out in the morning and says, "There's a mouse here, and I can't get it up because it's like it was frozen to the concrete."
Oh,
and she's trying to scrape it up with a shovel and can't do it. It's frozen so solid because it was like 5 degrees.
Oh,
stuck.
No.
So,
stuck.
Yeah. Stuck.
But the bell rang. But so I came home yesterday and he said, "There's a mouse out there." And she'd covered it like with a garbage can and a heavy chair. So the dogs, every time they go outside, they were very interested.
Sure. Yeah.
So they couldn't get at it. So I had to go out there and get some like warm water
and melt the mouse
a little bit to scoop it up and throw it away to give it a burial in the backyard.
It didn't reanimate, did
no,
it?
Like, no, all no, of a no,
sudden,
no.
Like, yeah, I'm warm thanks now.
Thanks for freeing me. Yeah. I will give you 3 wishes now that I'm no longer frozen.
If that was the case, that would be awesome. But yeah. No, it's just a dead mouse.
I wish you were frozen again. Yeah. That's what I would say.
Oh, man.
3 things you want to know this morning. Here's something you don't hear about every day. A Starbucks employee, a barista at Alabama, was bitten by somebody's pet monkey.
Oh.
Who jumped through the drive-thru window out of the car.
That is terrifying.
And jumped in there and attacked the barista.
Wow. I mean, like, you don't expect that.
Yeah.
No.
You might expect
a monkey,
you know,
to come jumping at you.
A dog barking at you.
Yeah.
But a monkey.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Don't tell me they don't have pup cups for monkeys.
Oh, my gosh.
Monkey cups? You got that?
Yeah.
So the Golden Raspberries, the nominations have been announced, and the worst picture nominees are Joker, Folie à Deux.
Yes.
The Joker movie that was also a musical.
And it was panned, yeah.
Madame Web, superhero movie.
Yeah.
Super terrible. Borderlands, also kind of a superhero movie. Super terrible, but had a lot of stars in it.
Yeah, you feel bad for them.
Megalopolis, which was made by the same guy who directed The Godfather, Francis Ford Coppola, but it also was in theaters for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And the movie Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid. Those are the nominees. If you're wondering about actors and actresses, pretty much anybody that was involved in any of those movies I just mentioned have also been nominated for, like, worst performance.
Is that typically what happens, too? Like, the worst movie and the worst actors and actresses are
kind of similar. Tied together. Yeah,
yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't Joaquin Phoenix win for the first Joker movie?
He
won,
did.
Like, a...
Yeah.
So he could win best and worst actor for the same role.
Yes.
That's got to be a first.
Here's a little bit of trivia. There is actually an actress in 2010 who won an Oscar for one movie and won a Razzie for a different movie in the same year.
Yeah. Oh.
And showed up at the Razzies to accept. So they were at both award shows.
Usually the people don't show up for the Razzies.
Do you know who the actress is? Any guesses?
Is it Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
That's who I was thinking,
because I
Emma Stone.
I think she's
no?
showed up. No.
I'll throw it out to the audience. If anybody wants to text or call us, 615-553-0933, we'll hook you up with prizes. We'll give you some concert tickets. If you can tell me who won best... A best supporting actress or actress, best actress in 2010, and a Razzie for worst actress for a different movie.
All right.
It's a big name actress.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
Gina, what you got?
Well, Cane's offers naked chicken tenders. So if you're trying to watch your weight or do low carb.
So it's just the chicken. They're not served to you by somebody naked.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Woody's not interested.
Right.
Yeah.
Not interested.
No, they'll they just toss the chicken tenders into the fryer and serve them up for you that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keto friendly.
There you go. Three things you want to know this morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning. All right. We had some people with the correct answer about the actress that showed up for won an Academy Award and a Razzie the same year.
Yep, in 2010, the movie that she won Best Actor for, actress, I use actor in the gender-neutral form.
Right.
Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
She also won a Razzie for her performance in All About Steve in the same year.
Wasn't that her and like Bradley Cooper?
I never saw it. But yeah. I did not see it,
and
but yes.
Both so proud of that.
But she was cool enough to show up and accept both awards.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Sandra Bullock, we love you. You're awesome.
All right, somebody who texted in with the correct answer, we'll hook up with a prize.
93.3 FM.
So cool. 9 degrees. Rutherford County schools are closed.
It's freezing out.
Other schools are delayed.
Now I understand why bears hibernate in the winter. I wouldn't want to go anywhere. I walked out my front door and my soul ran back in.
How cold is it out there?
Well, I'm wearing two pairs of panties so my lips don't get chapped. You tell me.
It's freezing out.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Jim Chandler Bengals cold weather remix.
That's right.
Well done.
It's cold. So cold.
We've got so cold. It's 9 degrees.
Let's talk about Wegovy and those other similar products that are kind of like taking over America.
Yeah.
Weight loss drugs.
I don't know about you guys, but like they all seem too good to be true.
Yeah.
And
that's very true.
They keep coming out with a new study about weight loss programs, but you know, with Wegovy, Semaglutide, and all these other, you know,
Ozempic.
And I keep waiting for them to say something bad, and they keep coming out with, "Yeah, we've also found out it helps with X, Y, and Z."
Yeah.
The latest one says that the drugs are linked to better heart health, fewer infections, a lower risk of drug abuse, and fewer cases of dementia.
Really? So it's all good stuff. Side effects are all good stuff.
Yeah.
Is there anything these new drugs can't do? They were originally for diabetes.
Right.
And then they realized, you also lose weight because you're not hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they went to the Emmys and the Oscars and saw, look at all of Hollywood.
Right. It was in the gift bags.
Yeah.
Now, Gina, you're the only one in the room who's tried these.
Yeah. I was on semaglutide for about 10 months.
Okay.
And how did it go?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I definitely had side effects because it is the weirdest thing. Like, you are not hungry. Like, I don't know. And almost to the point of, like, food, you don't want food.
It turns you off of food.
Yes. Yeah. And so, I had to force myself to eat and make sure I was eating protein. And so there are some side effects that if you're not getting enough food and nutrition, those side effects will happen. And they did happen to me because I am very stubborn, especially with my food. So if I'm not hungry, I'm not going to eat.
And you don't even think about food.
You don't think, oh my gosh, it's the nicest feeling in the world to not think about food.
I mean, everybody, you took it before your wedding. A lot of people are doing that.
Yeah.
To get ready for their wedding or whatever big event you have coming up.
Yeah, I love it. I want to go back on it once, my husband and I are done having kids. And honestly, like, people argued I didn't have to take it, and I probably didn't have to, but I wanted that extra boost to just help. I mean, I still worked out 5 to 6 days a week.
It gives you a little head start.
Yeah, during that time, like, I wanted to enjoy my engagement and enjoy my time and not have to be psycho about my diet and working out and then get sick because I'm so stressed. And so I just wanted to enjoy myself, and I did.
Now, you said there were some times that you didn't eat, and then the side effects of just not eating kicked in.
I would get a little nauseous sometimes. Constipation is a big one because, like, you're not eating fiber foods, so helping.
Brain fog.
Brain fog was a big one. Because you're not getting, like, you're not getting protein, you're not getting
all the nutrients you need.
And hair loss was one too, because biotin and protein work really well together.
Okay.
And so, if you're not getting the proper nutrients and stuff, that is a big one.
So you got to make sure you're doing all those correct things and making sure your body gets what it needs.
Yeah.
But you also don't care about Fritos.
Right. Oh my gosh. It was like the best thing ever, but they warn you to, like, go into, don't just take it, you know, haphazardly and like, oh, whatever. Yeah, I never have to eat. Like, no, if you're going to take this, be smart about it. And I wish I was always cognizant to be cautious about it, but I also was planning a wedding, so my mind was on other things.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So definitely, if you're going to take it, be smart about it.
Talk to your doctor.
I recommend it. I had a great experience on it. I want to get back on it. A lot of my friends are on it, and I've sent people to a lot of the place that I got my shots at already. So I'm a proponent of it, and I think if it's going to make people healthy again and active, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and the next study that comes out could say, like, it also gives you, like, super mental powers.
Right.
You live forever.
Invisibility. You can fly.
Lift objects with your mind.
Right now, this time of year, I have a protective layer of blubber that is keeping me insulated.
Yeah. But,
you know, maybe I'll try that sometime soon.
That definitely helps.
Yeah.
It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. We have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who's your little friend?
This is Hayes. This is my new best friend.
Aww.
I wish everybody could see the way that he is just like hugging my neck right now.
Yep.
Yeah, we're best friends.
Giving you lots of licks.
Yeah. So Hayes is about a year old. I was told that Hayes was very shy. That's not the case. This
okay.
kid has never met a stranger. Been friends with everybody we've met today. But yeah, Hayes is actually going to be one of our catwalk dogs. At Unleashed.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. He'll be on the catwalk.
Yeah, he's going to
be. Shake
your
little tush on the catwalk.
Unleashed is a fundraiser for Nashville Humane Association where local celebrities and adoptable shelter pets walk the runway.
Excellent.
After the show, he'll be available.
Yeah. So we're so excited. I mean, he's going to be great at strutting his stuff, and then he can go to the best home. I mean, he's so entertaining. He's just like the cutest, you know, the little dog. Like, he just wants to run around and play, and then he wants to snuggle.
He's probably, what, about 15, 18 pounds?
Not
tops?
Even, yeah. He's very light.
He's black. He's got little brown on his muzzle and little brown accents for eyebrows.
Yeah, and these ears. Got the little chihuahua ears. You're so cute. Oh, yeah.
Yep. These ears can talk. So when you adopt an animal from Nashville Humane, and he will not be available till Sunday, you actually get a dog that has had all their shots, they have been spayed or neutered, and they've been microchipped, so should they ever become lost, they can be found.
Yeah.
Yep. And when you adopt, you also get a $250 voucher from VCA, so that way your first vet visit is covered.
Very cool.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
You got to see this dog is amazing. Such a cute dog. Got lots of licks for everybody. Smiles all the whole nine yards. You can follow us on Woody and Jim Show TikTok. You can also see it on the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page and Instagram.
Yeah. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors.
Of Nashville. I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to where are we going to eat for dinner, it could lead to dinner. It could lead to a massive fight.
Could lead to excellence or personal tragedy.
Yeah. So here's what me and my wife have tried to do. Is if we're stuck for ideas, we'll go onto Google Maps and then we'll go to like that road, you know, near your house that has like a million restaurants on it.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll just like kind of like go through it and like kind of thumb through it and go, okay, these are our choices.
Right.
And so we did that last night and we found a Thai restaurant. And we're like, oh, we love Thai.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do it. So we agreed, which is an amazing accomplishment in itself.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I love pad Thai.
And it had a thing right there on Google Maps. And I'm like, oh, you can, like, here's the hours. And it says if it's busy. And there's a new thing on there. It says, would you like Google to call and make the reservation for you?
What?
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, absolutely.
Right.
So an AI voice will physically call the restaurant and make reservations?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And I remember hearing that this kind of stuff was coming, but I hadn't seen it yet.
Whoa.
So I said yes, and I told it what time, and there was two of us, and it said okay. And then it sent me a message saying, like, your reservations, we've called, your reservations are set for 6 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is awesome. And then we get to the restaurant.
I'm waiting for a big butt coming up.
And we walk up to, you know, the hostess desk near the front door.
They're going to seat you, yeah.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, we have reservations. What's the name? Okay. I don't want to do an impression of her accent. But yeah, it's an Asian accent. And she said, I don't see anything came along like that. But if you can wait 20 minutes, and it was outside.
Oh.
No.
But they had like warmers. They had these like heaters and stuff. So it wasn't so bad. But I would imagine it works, but you probably maybe need to be either like a native speaker of English, or like I can just imagine that an AI and somebody who doesn't speak English as fluently as somebody like you or I might have a trouble communicating or believing that
so
it's real.
Google will call and make the reservations, but they don't know who's going to answer the phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. So who knows what that exchange was like.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was probably pretty funny.
Yeah, probably. if it even called at all.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if the AI even called and made the reservation.
Maybe it lied.
Yeah.
I know. I trusted that it was telling the truth, but I could be completely wrong.
Like everybody else, Google said they're not fact-checking anymore, so... We're not also not reservation checking anymore.
Yeah.
Three things you want to know this morning.
Here's the good news before the aggravating news Woody teased you about.
Okay.
There's some hopeful news about Parkinson's disease.
Oh.
So scientists have found these proteins in the brain that spread the harmful clumps that cause Parkinson's to get worse.
Okay.
And the good news is there's already a cancer drug approved by the FDA that can block some of those proteins.
Oh, that's cool.
And slow down the spread of the Parkinson's disease.
Great.
So we're a little closer to slowing down Parkinson's, and it could also help with Alzheimer's.
Oh.
That's great.
So,
and if it's already approved, you know, it'll be quicker to the market than having to go through years of testing and all that they always do.
Oh, so, that is good news.
We'll take it.
Okay, the bad news. Netflix is raising their prices again. Biggest hike will be in the standard plan that goes from $15.49 to $17.99 a month. You're actually going to pay more if you have the ad plan, too. It's going up to like $8 and different things. They're not sure when it's going to go up, but they'll just surprise you. It'll be fun.
Oh,
so crazy. It is so crazy. It's so expensive to like all of those streaming services.
Everything. Yeah.
I'm rethinking Netflix right now for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And I've had it since its like beginning.
Yeah.
And they did DVDs.
Yeah. So many people are like, they bundle them all together, like, you know, Hulu and
Disney
Plus
ESPN.
And all this stuff. It's like, you know, before you know it, you're just paying for everything.
Yeah.
So,
it's ridiculous.
Like, worse than ever.
So you had mentioned yesterday, Jim, about Onyx Storm kind of shut down Target. The romantic fantasy novel.
Yeah.
So the first book is actually going to be a TV series. They're making it into a TV series. So book talk fans have another thing to be excited for.
Yeah.
So it's early stages. The author has seen two different like screenplays for it.
Mm-hmm.
She's really excited. She thinks that the writer is doing a fantastic job. So
those of you that wanted to see it brought to the screen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Tomorrow's supposed to be a little bit warmer. It'll be in, I think, double digits.
Yay.
So, pretty excited about that. We'll be playing Gender Wars a couple of times. If you'd like to play, you can call us anytime or text us. That's an easy way to do it. Our text line is the same as our request line, 615-553-0933. Want to play Gender Wars or just tell us something important?
Super important. We'll line you up for the game and take your comments.
Yeah. So what are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I'm going to get a haircut because if I don't get my haircut soon, I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go like late 2000s Britney and just shave my head.
Okay.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, you haven't known Jim that long, but he was raised by wolves, so his hair grows very fast.
It does.
Okay.
Very, very fast, yeah.
Woody?
Well, I was supposed to get my new-to-me car yesterday.
Yeah.
But due to the Martin Luther King holiday, things got delayed in shipping it, so... They say it's going to be here today, so hopefully by this afternoon I'll be sitting in my new car, pushing buttons and see what things do.
Is it like everything else coming in an Amazon package dropped off on your porch?
Yes.
With a red bow?
That's right. Somebody have to be a very strong porch pirate to take it.
That's right.
That's
Gina, what you doing?
I need to go to the grocery store because I have to make tacos tonight, I guess.
Right, try.
That's right. You promised your husband earlier
on
the show.
Won Gender Wars, yeah.
Yep, yeah.
If you want to hear the, not only did we talk to Gina's husband for the first time, we also made them play Gender Wars against each other.
Yeah.
And there was a little trash talking. There was a little, and yeah, you did promise to make tacos, so you better follow through.
It was an epic battle.
The world is watching what you make for dinner.
So I have to do that.
Very cool. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you later.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.